Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No matter what I do, 5 o'clock
hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha Brewery. He doesn't even need headphones. He's fine. Joe Zagacki's sitting in here.
Why am I using this microphone? I always use that microphone.
That one's not functioning right now.
Then he gave me headphones that don't work.
Well, there you go.
I got a microphone that works, but headphones that are
incorrect. You can't have everything, Joe.
Joe
Zagacki.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year to you. Voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He was calling the UM Louisville game last night. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. They've got the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up this Saturday. And look at that. Solana came in to fix everything.
I'm blind.
Look at that. Oh, so it wasn't even...
It wasn't his fault.
Right, because this takes 1/8 inch and quarter inch.
I didn't know that.
You're an old school radio guy figuring it had to be quarter inch. Just talking a little radio here, Crowder. Crowder looked like when he's had to go... when he had to cover Tony Gonzalez, and he had that look on his face.
That's the exact look I gave to DC.
So Lana and I were at the UM Duke game Saturday night at the Watsco Center. They're just outclassed. Like you can't hang with a team like that.
Ranked number 2 in the country. Should be number 1. They've got 3 McDonald's All Americans in their starting 5. They got 6 5 star players. So. And Vernon Carey was every bit as good as we all thought. So if you had switched, if they were able had landed Vernon Carey, he's kind of a rubbing salt into the wound. If he's on Miami, the game is probably a little bit different. But Duke was great, and before the game we had a Mike Krzyzewski comment as he looked back at his decade. Think about the great teams he's had. He won 2 championships. In the 2010s, he won in 10 and 15. But last year, he had 3 of the top 10 picks in the NBA draft, and they didn't reach the Final 4.
And Joe, I want to ask you about Vernon Carey Jr. because when I was watching that game, like when you watch Alabama and Pat Surtain Jr.'s up there starting at cornerback, people criticize UM for not keeping that hometown talent. Is it like that in basketball, the same way
well,
you
I
get
guess
criticized?
Probably not the same level as football, but it hurts just as much. But you can see why. When Miami was recruiting Vernon Carey Jr., and they gave a great effort, Miami did, in terms of recruiting. They put together so much stuff for him. They had the mom in tears. And I think they thought he was going to come to Miami.
There was a legitimate chance he was.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. But then, they had a little hiccup on the road there that cost them Vernon Carey Jr. and 3 other guys. And as a result, they're in the predicament they're in right now.
Oh, you're talking about the NCAA stuff?
Yeah.
No, I totally understand.
And then,
that.
If you're Vernon Carey Jr. and you see a year ago, Zion Williamson, right? He's getting all the headlines and playing in all the big games. You're thinking, well, that's what I want to be. So I think that was what swayed his decision.
And that's one of the recurring narratives about the University of Miami football team where there's been so much talk lately, which is you got to keep the local kids here. But it is this – where they go to the schools that are successful – because they want to see success. They don't want to be the building block of something for the future.
Yeah, right. I think it has changed. I always thought that if you were being recruited, you were going to that school to help them win. And now it is reversed. I think the kids and the parents believe you're going to that school because the school is going to help you win. And I always thought it was the other way around, maybe when you were recruiting,
yeah.
Channing. And I had that discussion once with a guy, a high school coach, said, oh, so-and-so is not going to go to Miami because they're not winning. I said, but isn't that his job? His job is to go there to help them win. And so this predicament that Miami is in football and recruiting, you could say the same thing about USC and UCLA, because four of the top six kids in LA are going to either Clemson or the SEC. And you could say the same thing about Texas, because in Texas, four of the top players in the state of Texas didn't stay in Texas.
Oh, no, Joe. I think I might have told you the story. When I visited UF, Charlie Strong pulled me into his office and started showing me a videotape. And it was like a blooper reel. Like, it was the Florida defense getting beat. And I was kind of confused on the first four or five plays. And I looked, I was like, what's this for, coach? He said, there's linebackers missing tackles. There's linebackers blowing coverages. There's linebackers not making their fits. Could you fix this play? To your point, he was telling me, come be the right. game changer at UF. Come to Gainesville and change the linebacking core. I don't think coaches or players approach that situation the same way they did when I was coming out. But, Joe, that was 2000. That was 20 years ago.
Well, I guess times have changed, you know, that a lot of people wanted to look at the easy route. And I think it's, you know, for lots of kids and parents, whether they go to Alabama or Clemson or Georgia, if they get mentioned to be recruited by one of those, they can get a letter and they can, oh, my son's being recruited by Alabama. Okay, yeah, they got a letter. It's like a lot of people will say, oh, I got a, my so-and-so got a scholarship. You know, not every sport is a full scholarship. Some sports, you get books. Some sports, you get lunch money. You don't get, not every sport at the college level is a full scholarship.
Joe Zagacki is in studio with us. So he and Don Bailey Jr., they were great sports all football season long. It ended with a thud with the Independence Bowl. By the way,
Solana.
We tried very hard.
Solana gave me my Christmas gift today, and it was in a bag. He got me, because he's a jerk, a Miami Independence Bowl T-shirt. The one, the quality gift there, Solana. It's something that all us Hurricanes fans want to remember forever and ever. Thank you for my souvenir Independence Bowl shirt. But is that Turner Davidson?
Yeah.
That'll be something you hold on to for a long time.
That is something I will hold on to for a long time.
Treasure that, my friend.
Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., they have worked in the funny little lines for us all season long. So we gave them some lines for the Independence Bowl. There was, again, no spot. You know, I have a story today. CBSSports.com, I never even got to this. CBSSports.com did a ranking of all 39 bowl games this bowl season.
You don't
season.
Even have to finish the story. I know exactly where you're going.
39 bowl games. The worst one, according to CBSSports.com, was the Independence Bowl. It says in last year's rankings, the Cheez-It Bowl finished number one. Now it was not a pretty football game. It was ugly, but there was a beauty to that ugliness that made the game unique and fun in a way that epitomized what bowl season should be about. As I watched the Independence Bowl, I saw numerous tweets from people comparing it to last year's Cheez-It Bowl. I've never wanted to reach through a computer screen and slap people so badly. There was nothing fun about this game. It was like driving through Indiana for 3 hours. There was nothing to see, and it felt like it lasted 6 hours, so on and so forth. You were there.
I was there for 6 hours.
There were no opportunities to fit in funny lines during that broadcast, but DBJ and Joe Zagacki made an exception because they were just exasperated by the end. So the line...
That's a good word.
Exasperated is fair. The line that we had given DBJ was from a commercial, the Pepto-Bismol commercial. This is the line.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the last one part of that line was not going to make
it. Yeah, it was horrible. He refused to say diarrhea, apparently. This is how it came out on the air.
You know what this game is going to give me? Some form of agita.
Joe, when you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and... It's time for a little Pepto-Bismol. Might be one.
This is a Pepto-Bismol type of game, let me tell you.
So awful by DBJ, and I can't even blame him because the game was so awful, but he didn't sing it. He didn't say diarrhea. It would have been funny.
I did not know you were supposed to sing, so
yeah,
I take no I'm not guilty in this one. I was not
usually,
a willing partner.
No, usually you're very good. Like you're like the point guard. Like usually you'll run him right into the play that he needs to be in. So
I did not know he was supposed to sing. I'm sorry.
In this analogy, the point guard was shook a little bit because of what he was watching.
He was exasperated.
Because we listened to some longer versions. Joe, you were exhausted.
No, I mean that just wasn't fun. There was nothing fun about that game.
Well, listen, try to paint the best picture you can.
Yes.
But there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of paint in that game.
No, it's just one of those games. And we know, well, listen, we all support the university. And you know, I love everything about the university. I went there. You work for them. But it was just a boring game. There was nothing there. They were never in it. And it was just a thud to the end of the season.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean,
get it corrected for next.
Hopefully,
year.
They get it going in the right direction because it's a lot more fun for all of us. That's for
no
sure.
No doubt,
you know, a lot more fun.
Let's,
hey, the offensive coordinator, right? The guy, Miami, got a new offensive coordinator.
Oh yeah,
Rhett Lashley from SMU.
Rhett Lashley, yeah.
Yeah, he was at Auburn. Was in a championship game.
That's what they said. The stuff you're reading, people
there's some excitement. I mean, hopefully it works. Hopefully it works.
And then about the czar position, the Alonzo Highsmith thing? You think that can work? The whole czar of football operations type president thing.
It's college football, so no. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying Alonzo can't do something positive, but a general manager of college football.
It's kind of what it is.
I don't see that anywhere in college football. I am for older and older person on the staff somewhere. For any staff. I was for that for Coach Golden.
Sounding board.
A sounding board. Yeah. And other, like Kevin Coyle is on the LSU staff.
Yeah.
Dave Campo is on the USC staff.
Didn't Steve Spurrier go back to the Florida staff at one point?
So yes. I am for that. But to think that one person is going to be able to change this in that kind of, nebulous role.
Right.
It hasn't even been described.
Right.
And, we're gonna examine these players. Well, you know, you're around high school kids all the time. Is there was your son probably going into high school now?
He's a sophomore.
Right? So is there a more difficult group to try to decode than high school boys, high school kids?
No.
Absolutely not.
If you castrate them, maybe.
you are not giving me the czar.
Which, by the way, might affect their football play.
It could. Very much.
Might affect their football play. Let's quickly get headlines and weather from Alejandro Solana. I know how much you enjoy this,
yes.
Joe. Yeah.
Pressure's on.
No pressure, Joe, because you're going to love my weather report. As for
already
Miami
you're
Heat,
stumbling.
As for the Miami Heat, they
look
are
like,
26 and 10.
Look like Tate Martell in the pocket. Now go ahead.
What pocket? In the pocket.
Hit a trigger in Joe.
Yeah. Did you hear that? It was like, oh, yeah. All right, go ahead, Solana.
The Miami Heat, they're in Indiana tonight to begin a three-game road trip. That's at 7 p.m. on 790 The Ticket from the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Pacers, one-point favorites tonight.
All right. Anything else?
The Heat have announced that Wade's retirement ceremony will be a three-day-long celebration. Friday, it's the flashback, a look back at Wade's most legendary moments. On Saturday, we know his jersey will be retired versus the Cavaliers. And on Sunday, it's a Wade/ESPN Films documentary.
You're
debut.
Kind of making it sound like it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you want to say what month this is taking place?
It's taking place, Joe, in February.
Well, you had me confused because I thought I saw February, and then you made it sound like it was Friday.
No, I didn't make it sound like it was Friday. I just didn't include a date.
Right. He has a tough time saying the month February. He says February.
February, Joe.
What month?
February.
February.
All right. What else you have there? We're running out of time. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us.
Today's National Bubble Bath Day.
Oh, I'm in on that, Joe.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm curious what you're doing after Hurricane Hotline.
Not taking a bubble bath with you.
Anything else, Solandria?
Everybody enjoys a good bath bomb, Joe.
Sure.
Over to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight, the low will be an almost nice 68 degrees. No precipitation expected for at least another 120 minutes. And, Joe, tonight it's our favorite type of moon, a waxing gibbous.
Oh, waxing gibbous over Miami.
I didn't know it was a waxing gibbous.
I love the waxing gibbous.
Let's
wow.
go, Josie.
I had no idea. Yeah. Another hot button we've touched with wow. Joe Zagacki. He lit up for the waxing gibbous.
Tate Martell in the pocket underneath a waxing gibbous moon. That would be a good description.
That paints a picture. Yeah. That paints a picture.
Running right. side to side.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He's got a hurricane hotline tonight. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us in the next segment for 15 minutes of heat. Brian Geltzeiler from NBA TV and Sirius XM NBA Radio. So we'll talk some Heat Pacers with Geltzy in a moment here.
2020, go get you a new car. And if you're in the market for a new car or a pre-owned car, you got to go see my boy Eric Nunez at Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This amazing dealership has an award-winning lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. And everybody knows you always pay less at Loop Back Road. Thousands less than any other dealer in the nation. If you go down there to 441, just south of the Sawgrass Expressway, you're going to see an immaculate showroom. You're going to see other dealers in there. They leave their dealership. They come to Eric because Eric hooks them up better than they can hook themselves up. Hook up their wife. Hook up their parents. Eric is going to watch out for you. And Lou Back Road is your Silverado headquarters. Go check out these pickup trucks. They are amazing. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Like I said, if you're looking for a new car, go holler at Eric at Lou Back Road. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, Lou Back Road got you too. They're the number one pre-owned domestic franchise in the Southeast United States. They have 500 pre-owned vehicles in stock right now waiting for you to go pick one out. Go talk to Eric about it. Go let their award-winning sales team walk you around. Go see their award-winning service department. You can't beat Loop Back Road. Coconut Creek Chevrolet, conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at coconutcreekchevrolet.com. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, we'll bring on our guy here. We haven't talked to him since 2019.
Yeah. Gotta bring him on more often.
Brian Geltzeiler. You can see him on NBA TV. You can hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time. The Heat are on the road tonight. I was going to say in the road, and they're on the road. On the road in Indiana tonight. They are third in the East. Pacers are sixth. No Oladipo. Justice Winslow back. Game tips off at 7 p.m. tonight. And here is the aforementioned Brian Geltzeiler. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, boys. How we doing?
Very good. You celebrated a birthday yesterday, too, right?
I did, man. I'm getting old. I'm old as dirt.
Look at you, man. Birthdays, when we when you start getting up there, they don't matter anymore. Like, you don't want the birthdays to roll around.
It's kind of an excuse to, like, eat bad and do stuff for myself. But beyond that, it's, you know, really just that's it. You know, they kind of come, they go, and the years keep marching on, you know?
A humbling day.
It is a humbling day.
It is. You know, listen, I strained something in my hip the other day, get myself up off the crapper. I mean, age humbles you.
I told a story on the air. We you know, sometimes we're coming back from commercial break, and Crowder will say to Solana, hey, how much time I have to go pee? How much time we have in the break? And Solana will go, minute 45, you're fine. And so, you know, Crowder will bolt down there. I'll be back in time for the segment to start. The other day I asked Solana, I go, hey, I got to go pee. How much time? He's like, oh, you're fine. You got a minute and a half. I go, a minute and a half? I'm 50.
You're not fine,
I'm 50,
right? Are you
50
kidding me?
Years old. I, like, the first 45 seconds, I'm just trying to talk it out.
Correct. It's like you're just kind of coaxing it and rooting for it.
Yeah.
And even when it starts to come, a guy like Crowder at his age, he's got a much better stream than guys like you and
God.
I have. It comes flying out.
Then listen, they don't even call mine a stream anymore. It's more like a...
It's rooting for it.
I'm rooting for it. I'm doing cheers.
You have to encourage it. You do. Yeah, it becomes verbal because it feels like it's there, but it ain't coming.
Yeah, man, humbling. That was the perfect word, humbling.
I can't wait. I can wait for that.
Well, happy birthday, Geltzy. Brian Geltzy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So we haven't talked to you in a while, and when we had talked to you last, it was probably around the beginning of December. since we've talked to you, the Heat have kept up this pretty torrid pace that they were on, 17-1 at home. Are you buying them? Like, have you seen enough of the Heat this season to be a buyer, or it's still, hey, a lot of season to go. I'm not ready to buy in yet.
Yeah, it's tough not to buy in right now. Just because it's, first of all, we're at a point where we're getting close to halfway, guys, and the sample size is significant. And they play a brand of basketball that, let's face it, in terms of staying on this pace and then competing in the playoffs, that is sustainable. It really is. And yes, having a centerpiece in Jimmy Butler is an enormous help, and how well-rounded his game is, not only on both sides of the floor, but within what he does offensively for you as a guy that leads and initiates your offense is extremely helpful thing for this team. But the way the young guys have burst onto the scene and done what they've done, I mean, listen, I picked Bam Adebayo as my pick for the most improved player in the league going into the season. He's been all that and more. Now, I don't even know if I'd give it to him now because of what Gilgeous Alexander has done in Oklahoma City, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Adebayo's been incredible, and he's taken it to a different level. None of us anticipated Kendrick Nunn making this type of impact. Tyler Hero has settled into what's an incredibly comfortable role, and these are the types of guys that teams are dying to get their hands on. And let's face it, Duncan Robinson has been just a revelation from the start. But you know what? They've gotten some decent minutes out of Myers Leonard, Olynyk's hanging in there. And as you just said, they're getting Winslow back tonight. They've been without Winslow a whole bunch. And it's funny because with the trade deadline coming down the pike, you look at where they are in certain situations. Like Goran Dragic is the perfect expiring contract to float out there to somebody if you want to do something and add one of these young players into maybe getting yourself an additional star in this team if there's one available. But with the way he settled into the six-man role, I don't know that you want to upset that apple cart either. So really the momentum of where they've gotten, and it's kind of a tough period of time for this management team to take a look at where they are and say, if we're truly one player away from being able to compete to come out of the East, then our time is a lot sooner than we thought it was going to be, and we do have to look at maybe moving one or two of these young guys to be able to bring that in. That's kind of where the Heat have come. So if I'm having that conversation with you guys, yeah, this is sustainable, and I believe.
And with Spo's eight-man rotation, now night in and night out, Gelsey, he's putting eight in the game. Are there any concerns that come up with that? They're playing well on one side, but the fatigue on the other side, I have to have some concern with.
The thing is, Channing, as you get a guy like Winslow back and you expand it out to nine, I think that Spo is one of these guys that – he understands the big picture in terms of coaching 82 in a playoff. I think for right now, this was such a new group when you see what's here. And, you know, Jimmy as a new leader, Nunn as being a guy that's relatively new here. Tyler Hero is a rookie. You know, Robinson I know was there last year, but the roles become very different. Leonard's a new player. When you get in that situation, it's not unlike what the Lakers did. Come out like a house of fire and establish the fact that you're a very difficult team, especially in your own building. And how do you do that as a head coach? You play your good players a lot of minutes. Like, the thing is, hindsight's always 20/20. You can look back and be like, well, if we knew we were going to be 26-10 and we were going to play this well up till now, well, maybe we would have looked to preserve some guys. Well, would you still have been 26-10 if you were looking to preserve some guys? You know what I mean? So I think as you go forward here, you make the next best right move. But I think for the Heat, it was very important in coming off last season to establish yourself as a tough team to play in the Eastern Conference. And to do that, you need your best guys on the floor. So, and plus, you factor in what they've had to deal with injuries in certain spots, with Winslow missing a ton of time, with Dragic missing some time. I mean, these are two key guys to your team that you've had to live without. You started the season without Jimmy Butler for a little while. Like, you've had to kind of get through that. Well, how do you do that? You play your best players.
Brian Geltzeiler is with us. You see him on NBA TV. You have been a very outspoken fan of Eric Spoelstra, and you mentioned him there in your answer. Does this particular season put to bed any notion that Spo can only succeed with the big three? Again, I know we're not at the halfway point yet, but you've been a big fan of his. In the pantheon of NBA head coaches, where is Spo in your mind?
remains top five to me, guys. And I didn't think he needed this season to put that behind him. I mean, I thought a couple of years back, 30-11 in the last 41 made that a non-issue. I mean, it's the thing about Spo. I always say this about Spo, guys. He never gets too high and he never gets too low. And it's that whole even keel frame of mind, that whole when the poop's hitting the fan and Eric Spoelstra is as calm as calm could be to be that fulcrum for guys that they can kind of look to for some hope when things don't seem good. And then on the flip side, when things are going great, that guy to ground you and remind you that you're not as good as you feel like you are and you still need to continue to put the work in and put the time in. That type of and that type of thinking is not just big picture 82 game thinking. That's quarter to quarter, play to play type of thinking in terms of how you have to execute. And that's what he brings. And he's a brilliant tactician. And I never bought that in a million years. Listen, guys, I will say this. Think about how many coaches LeBron James has had through the course of his career. The toughest job in sports is coaching LeBron James. People think it's easy. It's not easy because he's never going to come out and tell you exactly what he thinks you should do, but he's evaluating everything you do. And if he doesn't like it, he will be passive aggressive about it and he will submarine your locker room. You can ask a lot of different coaches that it didn't work for him under David Blatt, Luke Walton. This is stuff that LeBron does. Eric Spoelstra managed to function really well with LeBron, even when LeBron wanted him out. And he never let that be something that he got in his feelings over. LeBron wanted him out. Pat Riley had his back. As long as he knew Riley had his back, he knew he could stay the course and do what he had to do. Spoelstra manages people as well as any coach in the league. Again, excellent tactician, very good with video, and really, really good communicating to players and letting guys understand roles. And you guys know I'm a huge fan. I could wax poetic about the guy forever. I just think he does a fantastic job up and down the line. I think Miami's very lucky to have him, and I don't think they're getting rid of him anytime soon.
And Gelsey, I need you to wax poetic about this damn zone defense. Every time I watch the Heat play, every commentator, they praise Spo running a zone in the NBA. We had Jim Larrañaga on last week. He praised Spo for running the zone in the NBA. Why is that so impressive, Gelsey, to run a zone in the NBA?
Well, all right, so here's the best way to look at it, Channing. This is why zone is difficult in the NBA. Two reasons. Number one, there's a defensive three-second rule. So what's the most common zone that everybody likes to run from youth basketball up to the highest levels of college? A 2-3, right? And the simplest part of a 2-3 is you're slamming your biggest guy in the middle of that zone, and you got two other guys that, you know, hopefully of decent size that are next to them on the blocks and the wings stretching out to the corners. But here's the thing in the NBA with a defensive three-second rule, that guy in the middle has to be tracking a man at all times. So you have to be really careful with how you function with that. So it's really not a true 2-3. So when you can get a guy, you need an active big to be able to jump in and out of the middle of that zone. The Heat have accomplished that with Bam Adebayo. And listen, they played a game last week against Philadelphia. It was a very exciting game. They changed that game in the fourth quarter going to zone. The other thing that's hard that makes zone tough in the NBA is there's been a premium put on good shooting in the league. And so when you're going to play a 2-3 type of zone, it gets harder to get out on shooters. So that's the other issue that comes into play here. But for the Heat, when you have good, aggressive individual defenders, you know, Butler's a good defender. Kendrick Nunn's a good defensive player. You know, when Winslow gets back, you'll see that out of him. And the other thing is zones can hide weaker defensive players like Goran Dragic. Listen, I'm not the hugest fan of Hero's defense at this point. Not to say it can't get better, but you can hide some of that also. So, listen, I think the way they play zone, and the other thing that was impressive about that Philly win last week was he was going possession, zone, and man to keep Philly totally off rhythm. And that's one of the things, the changing of defenses constantly is a very hard thing to do in the NBA because, you know, players get used to doing things a particular way. When they have to jump from strategy to strategy, sometimes that execution and the mental focus to do that isn't always there. So zone's not an easy thing to execute in the league. We're starting to see a lot more of it. Carlisle playing a whole bunch of it in Dallas right now. I saw Milwaukee get back in a Christmas Day game against Philadelphia, not coincidentally, by the way, going into a 2-3 zone. You're going to start to see more and more of this around the league now. With the advent of athletic bigs has kind of given you that the big that can jump in and out of the paint without getting a defensive 3-second call and track players in the paint much more efficiently than the old school 2-3.
Brian Geltzeiler, you see him on NBA TV, you hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Quickly before we run out of time, so Sunday night, the Heat disposed of Portland two-pronged question here because you saw Melo had a game winner last night. Melo, is that an inspired acquisition by Portland? And Portland still on the outside looking in the West. Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think it's tough. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because I think actually San Antonio is a better team. As much as San Antonio struggled as poorly as they've played, I think they're a better team. Portland made some mistakes in the offseason, and as much as Melo's helping them right now, and they did need a third big-time shot maker, as you saw last night, as much as Melo's helping them, they're a miserable defensive basketball team. And they went and got rid of their two strongest perimeter defenders in Harkless and Aminu, and really didn't bring anybody in to replace him. They thought they were going to play this ultra-big approach with Collins and Whiteside with the hope that Nurkic gets back, but you need good perimeter defenders. Lillard and McCollum are not strong individual defenders, and you guys know from having Whiteside down there, and I've talked with you guys about Whiteside, you know, for whatever, however nice the numbers look, this guy's a clear block chaser. He's running around chasing blocks all the time, and it breaks down team defense. So for the Blazers here, unless they do something drastic at the deadline, and I just don't know that that move is out there for them, I think this is not going to end well this season for them. I really don't. I'm not, you know, McCollum has not had a good follow-up year to what he was able to do last year. And again, it comes down sometimes to if you can defend. Scheme is great, but if you don't have the appropriate defensive personnel to be able to get out and get after guys on that end of the floor, it's really hard in this league, and I think Portland's got a problem.
Kelce, on this day 40 years ago, the Intellivision video game system was released.
Oh, God. Crowder doesn't understand.
Oh,
my God. There was no better video game than Intellivision Football.
Oh, my God. The best.
It was the best video game ever, right, Hawk?
Best. Yeah, I mean, for what we used to play with football with that Atari 2600 and the Intellivision Football, the screen would scroll every 10 yards. You remember that? Oh.
Yes, like, I did. I did. And you had to roll out on every pass.
Yes.
And throw it to the opposite end of the field to be able to get it by the defensive back.
Yeah, the little overlay on the keypad with the disc on the controller. Oh, I mean, heaven. And Intellivision Baseball was pretty damn good, too.
Was pretty damn good, too. But the football was classic. The football was absolutely classic.
That was the game changer. And I think football came with the console, if I remember correctly. I may be
wrong.
It
did. It did. And it was fantastic. It really was.
Well, happy birthday yesterday to Kelce, and happy birthday today to Mattel in television. Brian Geltziler, follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. You can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Watch him on NBA TV as well. Thank you always for making time for us, Kelce. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, guys. We'll do it again soon. Happy New Year to both. Take care.
There you go. Brian Geltziler from SiriusXM NBA Radio on this very special day, the 40th anniversary of Intellivision. Just
He's
makes
smiling,
me smile.
Man.
I'm telling you, this was a game changer.
When did you stop playing video games?
This was, probably around college.
Like what system was, system was your last system?
Like where I was really into it, buying games myself, Nintendo, the original Nintendo.
Gray, the gray box.
The gray box with Tetris.
But you had to blow out?
Yeah, the cartridge was malfunctioning. Here's how you fix a malfunctioning Nintendo cartridge. Oh, you know what? No, I think I was buying PlayStation games every now and then. I think I'll take that back. The original PlayStation was like CDs. You would put CDs.
Early 90s?
Yeah, I think I was playing that as well. And that was about the end of that.
I'm going to do this math, Hawk. This sounded funny.
Well, I was probably married. Like, I was married playing PlayStation.
On.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I make fun of those guys now.
I mean, it was fun. I don't know.
Life,
why.
Baby. You got
fun.
A life.
Yeah,
you got
okay.
Some children. You got mouths to feed.
I'll go wrestle an alligator with you in the UF Lake.
Now you're getting things done.
That sounds like fun. It's a Canes thing. You just wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand.
Video games?
You just don't understand. You don't understand.
Publix pulled out all the stops. This football season, they brought out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. For the first time, it was in all of South Florida's Publix. If you haven't tasted it, they still have it around. They're going to keep it going through the entire football season, even though the Dolphins are out of it. Go try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will set off any tailgate, any watch party, hell, dinner tonight. It is a delicious sub. My kids, my wife, they love the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. You got to check it out at Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. But if you're having a watch party or tailgate, Go to Publix. You've been eating Pub Subs. Their Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is delicious, but you've been eating all the subs for years. The chicken, the rotisserie chicken, the fried chicken, the chicken wings. They have all the platters that feed dozens of people. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack size. Publix has it all for your watch party and tailgating needs. And if you can't get to Publix, Publix.com has changed me and my wife's life. We can have a date night. We can go hang out with the kids, go to the zoo, go fishing. And we can also have our watch party or tailgate that night because Publix.com will deliver. Moms and dads, you will love Publix.com. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Five o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Love ourselves some Funky Buddha. We played earlier in the show. I'm going to tell you about Men's.com here. We played earlier in the show a rousing rendition of Who's Playing Hard, a fun segment. Today was a fun show, inexplicably. Like, you didn't think coming in today on a Wednesday. Fade Fig was fun. Who's Playing Hard. Then we had about a 45-minute laugh fest at 4 o'clock. You can use the Radio.com rewind feature if you'd like to go back and listen. Guys, Men's.com is offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. Talking about treating erectile dysfunction, my friends at Men's.com make it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost and are now even offering your first month starting at just $5. So how can they do that? Well, Men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy, which is located right here in the U.S., by the way, and they're delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. No more trips to the doctor. No more embarrassing conversations to have. The Men's.com process is all online. Takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. And look, I know it's easy to put off your needs, and I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and maybe you want to sit down and watch a game tonight. Look, you take 15 minutes. You go to Men's.com, you enhance your performance where it counts. Visit Men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis. Get your first month starting at just $5. That's Men's.com, FDA approved. Men's.com, M-E-N-S, Men's.com. I just texted out to our gambling thread. Heat and Pacers are now pick 'em tonight. And I think I like the Heat. Talk me out of it.
I can't. I can't.
That was a new approach for me for gambling. Talk me out of it. Solana, talk me out of it. I like the Heat in Indiana at Pick'em tonight. Like, me out of it.
They had days off. They're going to be prepared. It's, you know, like, this seems
they're
like
a better team
win
than Indiana,
yes,
too.
Yes, the record's better. They had more time off. Yes, I'm with you on the Heat tonight. And it's Pick'em.
Because we did that,
anything.
You know, but we did that last Friday. It was Heat in Orlando. They were minus a point and a half. It was awful. It was an awful game. Kelly Olynyk was terrible, by the way.
Yeah, he's not even playing anymore. Spo took his jersey.
Should we bet this, Solana?
Heat haven't. They've lost two straight road games now. The last time they played the Pacers, it was at home. The Heat won by 1 point. It was that Goran Dragic game winner. They kind of lucked out because the whole
play. So they play Indiana tight.
Play Indiana tight. Indiana's a good road team. Excuse me, a good home team as well. If you want me to talk you out of it,
no,
those are the arguments.
The Magic, the Magic game the night before, they had a slugfest with the Raptors.
That is true.
And that was a 76-84 game, so a beat-em-up defensive game. And then you go to Orlando, and you have one of those down games. They've had 3 days off. Spo's gonna have them dudes ready. They gonna have Justice is coming back. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Heat.
You like it, Solana, or are you just trying to talk me out of it?
Well, no, you said talk you out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's I think that's probably a better approach is give me the reasons why we shouldn't bet the Heat tonight.
Jimmy and Justice, I just got it confirmed here, will play tonight for sure. They're both active.
Maybe Justice messes up the
continuity. Messes up the continuity.
I don't think so because he won't be playing big minutes tonight, so I wouldn't be worried about that. Yet, I do think that could be a real concern minutes-wise for this team. Like, we've talked about it a bunch, but tonight,
I do like
no.
The Heat. I like it. That's why I was trying to be talked out of it, because I feel like I'm missing something here.
They played the Pacers already? No.
They play them already this season?
Yeah, they beat the Pacers by one. Hawks play tonight too, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Love my Trae Young. What's the line on the Hawks game?
Rockets -8.5, but it's in Atlanta.
You want to drive up to the Hawks game? 5:51. How quickly could we be in Atlanta?
Driving?
Yeah.
9 hours.
Is it 9 hours?
It is, right? Like nine, 10 hours?
9 hours to drive to Atlanta?
It's over eight.
2.5 hour flight.
Think about it, like.
Yeah, I guess just to get out of
Florida.
Florida's
yeah. Four. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Saturday, February 1st, radio.com and these radio stations, we've got the night before. That's at the BB&T Center. So every year, radio.com, our parent company, does a big night before concert before the big game, which is the next day. So this year, it's Zach Brown Band. So that is Saturday, February 1st, BB&T Center, Zach Brown Band. Tickets for the show are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. They're going fast. Everybody's looking to get their party on during big game week. And so you should definitely get your tickets at Ticketmaster. The night before is presented by Radio.com. Got, what is it tonight? There's Heat coming up on 790 The Ticket and Hurricane Hotline coming up on 560 The Joe.
Correct.
That's the way that it breaks out. All right, let's start to pack up our belongings.
Are you good with money? Are you financially educated? You spend your whole life trying to make money, trying to get promotions, trying to get a better job. So why don't you go to Dade County Federal Credit Union and let them help you with your money, educate you on finances and that money that you've been making and trying to make your whole life. There's 11 branches of DCFCU throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939, and they're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You got to join the credit union today, and you get free access to money management and financial education. Education services. Don't put your money somewhere. They put it up under a mattress. Let your money grow. Let them educate you on how to retire. Let you get financial freedom with Dade County Federal Credit Union. They offer savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk, which is a free auto buying service that makes auto buying simple and efficient. And you got to hear about the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It is in honor of the 1972 Miami Dolphins perfect season. And the great benefits of DCFU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card savings. You get free ATM reversal fees, and you have identity theft recovery services. Applying is easy. All you got to do is go online at dcfcu.org/perfect. But that financial freedom you are looking for is with Dade County Federal Credit Union. They're going to educate you, and they're going to work with you with your money and teach you how to make your money grow. Go to fincu.com. That's fincu.com for more details.
You know who's having a birthday today? Never even got to this today. Do you know who's having a birthday today?
I don't. Baby Yoda.
Jeff Francoeur.
Really? There's a couple people in my life that I'm never going to get back on how they whoop my ass.
Jeff Francoeur.
What can I beat him at? I got to
remember
play
we
him
had him
Jenga.
On the air. He was really good. He remembered beating Crowder's ass.
Yeah,
our football analyst as well, remember?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you get him on for the national championship game on Monday? Let's talk to Jeff Francoeur. A long story, but Crowder went to high school at a rival high school of Jeff Francoeur's, and Crowder was a freshman in high school. Coach says, can you play cornerback, I guess?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, is that the receiver over there pointing at Jeff Francoeur?
That goof-ass white boy?
And Jeff Francoeur proceeded to light Crowder's ass off.
They snapped the ball and he disappeared. Next thing I know, he was in the end zone.
So happy birthday, Jeff Francoeur. My radio partner here has got the shakes because of you. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you. Brian Geltzeiler was awesome as always. Joe Zagacki stopped by in studio. Always appreciate that. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe as well. That'll do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
Pro Bowler Ryan Tannehill.
DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.